Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Betzelberger. I am the host and founder of Resilient Masculinity, both the podcast and the movement. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for tuning into our first episode. For those of you who do not know what Resilient Masculinity is, maybe this is your first time hearing about us, or maybe you've seen our Facebook page but don't know what this is. We are a community that I built to encourage, strengthen, equip, and provide resources for men to become more capable, strong, independent, and to become the men they are called to be. Our tagline is safety, stability, and service, and we here at Resilient Masculinity believe that is what it means to be a man. One, to provide safety. Safety in terms of physical safety for yourself and your family. Are you able to protect your loved ones from those who could do them harm? Are you able to, if there's a bump in the night, defend your house? They say a man's house is his castle. Are you able to defend your castle? How about your community? Are you able to strengthen and have community services throughout your area in the event of natural disasters or civil unrest? Are you able to keep your family and those around you safe? Stability. Stability in terms of the family. Again, we all start with the family. Are you able to provide a stable home for your children? Do they know that their father is an engaged and invested man in their life? Does your wife know that she is cherished and loved? Do your friends know that you are a man of your word and that you are capable of producing the outcomes you claim to have? Are you bringing stability to your community? Are you a good community member? Do you serve them with stability in mind? Do you provide ways that your customers are more satisfied? Do you provide services that allow those in your community to live better lives? And then service. Service is the outflow of all this. We believe here at Resilient Masculinity that men are designed and created by God to be servants. They are the ones who bear the burden of responsibility. Leadership, authority, and power are not things to be taken flippantly or to be used for one's own agenda, but they are to be used to provide service to those in your charge, be it your wife, your children, your business, your church, or your community. Do you serve your customers in a way that benefits them? Do you serve your wife as if she was the church and you are Christ, right? For Christian men, you are called to serve your wife and love her as Christ loved the church. Are you serving your children? Are you bringing up the next generation to be service-minded? It's not to say that men can't grow. Men can't, develop themselves. In fact, we encourage men to develop themselves. In fact, that's what a lot of this is how to become a better man. What is a man and how to become a better man. However, the goal is not to do it for selfish reasons. It is to do so in a manner that provides safety, stability, and service to yourself, first of all, to your family, to your church or your business or your community. That is what resilient masculinity is about. That is what we will be talking about and diving into throughout this podcast and throughout our blog posts on our social media. So if that is something that interests you, I would encourage you to stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/resilientmasculinity. You can find this podcast on anchor.fm-resilientmasculinity, or you can find it on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/resilientmasculinity. Also, I believe with Anchor, this should be distributed through other areas, through other avenues for podcasting, so you may find this anywhere you get your podcasts. So thank you for listening today. I know this was a short episode. It was just an overview and introduction, but I appreciate you listening, and I hope to hear you guys next time. Until then, take action and become the men you are called to be.